This is Senator Al Simpson. Should the private clubs that discriminate against minorities or women be subsidized by the taxpayer? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, our tax code clearly bars a private club from enjoying a tax-exempt status if it discriminates against new members on the basis of race or religion. But that sure hasn't stopped the clubs which never accepted minority members from still obtaining their nonprofit status. Ted, why should the taxpayer subsidize a private club's discriminatory practice? And then, Ted, why should members of clubs, nonprofit or not, be allowed to write off dinners and entertainment if that club discriminates? Step into the 90s, Ted. You were all for bashing federal judges over the head to resign from these kinds of clubs, but we had to drag you in kicking and screaming to include senators in the resolution, one that doesn't even have the full force of law. Come on, Ted. We need laws here, not just resolutions and posturing. Whatever standard we expect from others, we should also expect from ourselves.
Al, all public officials and private citizens should be asking themselves whether the clubs they belong to are practicing unfair discrimination in their membership. The uproar over this year's PGA golf tournament focused on the racial exclusion policy of the Shoal Creek Country Club in Birmingham, Alabama. To its credit, the PGA scored a hole-in-one itself by moving quickly to insist that clubs hosting future tournaments must be free of discrimination. But the controversy also turned the spotlight on thousands of other private clubs across the country. Many of them engage in subtle and not-so-subtle practices that exclude women and minorities and deny them equal opportunities in the community. In this day and age, that sort of discrimination is unacceptable. We've come a long way since the Reagan administration defended tax exemptions for segregated schools. They don't deserve a tax break, Al, and neither do segregated clubs or any other clubs that practice discrimination. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.